He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is Friday, November the 20th. It's the Friday, November 11/20 edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we don't have a mixed market today. So far, everything is in the red, but the NASDAQ may go positive here in a little bit. We'll see. Keep your fingers crossed. S&P 500 down 8 points right now. 3573, as it is struggling with the 3600 level. The Dow down 96 right now. It's at 29,386, as it struggles with an altitude of 30,000 feet. Pretty rare air up there. The NASDAQ, in the meantime, is really fighting here to go green. The NASDAQ is down just 7 points right now, 11,897. The NASDAQ struggle with 12,000 continues. We'll see who wins that battle. The Russell 2000 is down 10 points this morning. That's 0.6%. We've got crude oil down 11 cents to $41.63. Gold is having a good day. Boy, it's about time. Gold is up $14.50 this morning to $18.76. Silver's having a good day. Silver's up 47 cents to $24.51. And we've got... The 10-year yield's been pretty quiet all week, the bond market has. We did threaten to go through 1% last week, but there's some stiff resistance there at that 1% level. The 10-year right now is at 0.85%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. It's newsletter day here at the firm. The market down just a little bit today. The Dow down 85, but the NASDAQ is getting ready to go positive here. It's down 6 points. We're surging today. We have a couple of huge winners here at the firm. Maybe, wow, we're surging even more today. Look at that, guys, huh? That's looking pretty good here today with the Dow down 100. I'm pretty proud of that performance. What's doing it? Well, you got to go look underneath the surface, which I will do here during the break. I've already seen a couple of our stocks that had good earnings reports, and they are surging today. All right. Well, let's see. Where did we leave off yesterday? We had the Dow up 43 points. They were tossing around a stimulus package again. That thing has been kind of like, you know, bouncing up and down through the air for several weeks now, maybe even a month or two. No progress being made. I think both sides recognize they need stimulus. But we're in this, you know, lame duck area of the market. And in the meantime, you know, we still have a fight going on there in the market. So I don't see any stimulus package getting done. They can talk about it all they want, but I don't see anything getting done until there's a little bit more clarity. But we did have a whisper of stimulus yesterday. That's all it takes. And that gave a jolt to the market, like an addict. The market's going through withdrawals right now, waiting for that next shot of stimulus. But right now, it doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. Okay, now, the other debate taking place, it would seem to me like the market shouldn't really be selling off on the fear of lockdowns, which it has been doing. I thought we had two vaccines ready to go here pretty soon. In fact, by the end of this month, which ends in 10 days, we're going to have applications for emergency use of these vaccines. Well, you got to be careful. Obviously, you don't want to rush this thing too much. I still remember the era. I knew friends that were affected by thalidomide. Was that it? The drug that caused the deformities in the newborn. So we got to be careful here and not rush this thing too much. But having said that, don't lose hope. There's a lot of hope out there with two vaccines that are said to be 95% effective. Doesn't that bring COVID to its knees eventually? One would think so. But in the meantime, cities and states, New York City especially, and the state of California especially, total lockdowns once again. There's also a little worry about what Mnuchin said yesterday. The federal loan programs are going to come to an end for now. That was getting a lot of attention overnight. That sent the futures down. Mnuchin says he's not going to renew some emergency Fed programs that tap funds from the CARES Act. Those include ones that support the markets for corporate bonds and muni debt, as well as the Main Street lending program to small and medium-sized businesses, which had been lightly used. Mnuchin says companies don't need more loans and instead require more grant money, which requires action from Congress, Mnuchin declared, adding that the programs have clearly achieved their objectives. Well, what does the lack of fiscal stimulus mean for the market? Last night, McConnell's folks agreed to sit down, and the staffs were going to sit down today or tomorrow to try to begin to see if we can get a real good COVID relief bill, Senator Chuck Schumer said during a press conference on Tuesday. Sound familiar? Congress has been at the table for months, but both sides want to claim a victory in the negotiations with politics still at the center of the deadlock. Many point to the Senate runoffs in Georgia on January the 5th. Boy, put that date on your calendar. That's a biggie. Many point to the Senate runoffs, two Senate seats up for grabs in Georgia on January 5th, including one seat being held by the ex-CEO of Dollar General. Dollar General, that's right. That's where David Perdue made his fame on Fortune, I guess, as CEO of Dollar General, which litter the South. All right, what else do we have? Roku Bear upgrades to hold. Well, you know, you got to swallow a little crow from time to time, and he'll say, okay. It's not a sell. It's a hold. Roku is rocking to new all-time highs. It was up another 10% yesterday. Who is this guy? Pivotal Research Group has upgraded the shares to hold from sell after acknowledging that the COVID-19 pandemic has had a dramatic benefit to video streaming. Well, yeah, I guess so. They're abandoning their street low price target of 75. Gee, they need to get my Best Stocks Now app. They have a $75 target price on Roku over at Pivotal. The stock today is hitting $258 per share. And this analyst still has a job, I guess. He's like the pollsters. They seem to still have a job after being wrong most of the time. Most economists are generally wrong. Most prognosticators are generally wrong, but that's a big miss there. Price target of 75 and the stock's at 257. I don't think I have a price target on Roku, to be honest with you, because the stock doesn't have earnings yet, and I base my price targets. No, I don't have one yet. I base my price targets on earnings. Ah, what else do we have? Robinhood crowd helped stabilize the market sell-off, says the co-CEO. They call it retail bros versus Wall Street. The retail bros hang out on Robinhood. There's a lot of them there, and they are, you know, buying stocks like Carnival Cruise Lines and weed stocks and comeback stocks and stocks that are way out of favor, etc., etc., etc. And they've propped up a lot of stocks in the past here. But the CEO says that many hedge fund managers say that retail investors were responsible for driving some U.S. stocks to nightmare valuations. But he sees his customer base as market stabilizing force during the volatility. What do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? This is Bill Gunderson. We will be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market has taken a decided turn for the worse. The Dow is down 178 right now. That's the Dow, however. The NASDAQ is basically the same as where we were when we left off. It's down just 6 points right now. And we are surging. I'm just going to take a look here. Oh, data. Wow. 28% move. What in the heck is going on? There, we do own Data, D-A-D-A, in our Ultra Growth portfolio. And you can also read our article on it. That's the company with Walmart ties. We have an article out there on Seeking Alpha. That stock is up 28% today. I got to see this chart. That's going to be thrilling. Holy cow. That's a good move there out of Data Nexus, LTD, symbol. D-A-D-A, that's propelling us much higher here today. All right, well, let's talk vaccine here for a minute. It seems like there's not a day goes by that we don't have some kind of vaccine news. But you know what? We're getting really, 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 really close. In fact, Pfizer is set to file their FDA application for the vaccine today. Okay. Pfizer intends to file an application to the FDA for emergency use of its coronavirus vaccine today, according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, with Moderna soon to follow. Earlier this week, Azar said there will be roughly 40 million doses of vaccine available by the end of this year, between the new two companies, enough to inoculate about 20 million people. Well, that's because you got to have two inoculations. Both vaccines have shown about 95% efficacy rates in late-stage trials and are seen by investors and policymakers as a solution to get the economy going again. You know, everybody I've talked to, okay, maybe it's a small sampling, I don't know, say they're not going to get the vaccine. Oh, there's no way I'm going to get that vaccine. Maybe your experience with your friends is different than that. I'm just talking about my little world. So we'll see. But we can reach herd immunity even if a third of the people got the vaccine. So that's good news. It's being filed with the FDA today. And maybe by late December, early January, we'll have enough to inoculate 20 million people. The World Health Organization recommends doctors not use remdesivir to treat COVID-19. That's Gilead Science, G-I-L-D. They're the ones that came up with remdesivir. There were a lot of success stories that I heard about remdesivir, but the World Health Organization, who's been known to be wrong in the past, says that not to use remdesivir, that the drug does not reduce deaths. Okay. Gilead Sciences has been a big loser. In fact, that stock was 79 and now it's 59. This has all occurred since really just over the last several months in July. Gilead, however, was one of the biggest winners I ever found, but that was way back when. That was with Sovaldi. They had a $1,000 drug that prevented you from having to have a liver transplant. It cured your hepatitis, and Gilead was a huge, huge winner. We found it when it was $7 a share. It eventually ended up around 120 or something like that. Well, remdesivir, stay away from that stuff. EU may approve BioNTech Moderna vaccines in December. Okay, so December is going to be a big month as it relates to these vaccines. Of course, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a controversy over who gets the vaccine first, which country gets the vaccine first. I think they're going to target the older population first, which is only fair. They're the most susceptible to this. The European Commission and Moderna could receive conditional European Union marketing authorizations for their COVID-19 vaccines in the second half of next month, maybe just in time for Christmas. When you think about it, go back to March of this year, and I don't know when all of that warp speed stuff, I'm thinking that was maybe in May, something like that. To have a vaccine this quickly, I would say is nothing short of a miracle, really. And, you know, I know a lot of people, we participated, our church participated in a worldwide fast back in late March, fasting for help with this COVID-19 virus. And to me, we've seen a miracle. We've seen a miracle to have this vaccine in just about 6 months. Was it the result of our fast? Well, you know what? I'll leave that up to you to decide. New bowl calls on Penn National Gaming and DraftKings. Well, talk about going in a different direction, away from fasting, so that God would hear our plea to sports gambling. Piper Sandler says sports betting is only in the early innings of growth and offers investors a unique opportunity. Well, I've been cooing about Penn National Gaming myself. I own Penn in the emerging growth portfolio. We had data out of New Jersey or Pennsylvania this week. We've had all kinds of data out of Pennsylvania this week. We still don't really know what's going on there, but Penn National Gaming, the gaming is exploding there, all right? And Penn National Gaming operates 41 gaming properties with 49,637 gaming machines. There's one for you nearby. 1,327 table games and 2.4 million square feet of gaming space. Penn National is now an $11 billion company. Piper Sandler likes Penn Gaming, giving it an $84 price target. It's currently at $71. And they also like DraftKings, which we made a lot of money on after its IPO earlier this year. We do not own DraftKings at the current time. It's a little pricey for my taste. DraftKings is a $58 price target from Piper Sandler. It's currently at $49. And Motley Fool has a new pick. You know what? They've come up with some good ones in the past, including Shopify and a few others, quite a few others. The Gardner Brothers at Motley Fool, they're on Zebra right now. You know, that stock's been around a long time. It's a 10% grower is my problem at best. Zebra makes barcode scanners. Well, there's a few of those around. Pretty soon there'll be barcode scanning our foreheads, right, to see who we are. This is Bill Gunderson. That's who I am. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, as predicted, the NASDAQ has gone positive, but just by 3 points, not much. Meanwhile, the Dow is down 130 points as it struggles. It may need a little oxygen to get into that 30,000 and above space. We'll see if it can do it. A lot depends on the vaccine, a lot depends on the shutdowns, a lot depends on stimulus. But the number one factor, as always, earnings, earnings, earnings. Will earnings be higher next year than this year? Right now, the answer to that question is yes, significantly higher. But you've got a big asterisk next to that. That would be, will there be a tax hike, taking the corporate tax back up from 28% to 28%, and where will earnings be in 2022? Because the market trades on future expectations. That is the driving force behind indexes, and that's the driving force behind individual stocks. General Motors commits to even more electronic vehicle investments. They're still quiet on Nikola, however. Yeah, you know what? I think they're having second thoughts there. We'll see. Nikola, meanwhile, is down 3.8%. Mary Barra put it pretty plainly today at Barclays conference when she said the target was to put everyone, that means you, in an electric vehicle. GM CEO Mary Barra put it plainly today at Barclays conference when she said the target was to put everyone in an electric vehicle. Do I have a choice? It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like they're going to take away my choice. The company also confirmed that it will speed up the rollout of new electric vehicles and will offer 30 models globally by 2025. Well, they're about 7 years behind Tesla, right? About 7 years behind Elon Musk. Elon Musk is already launching rockets to the moon, and Mary Barra is still trying to come up with an electric vehicle that people will buy. So, hey, you know what? Everybody will be driving one someday. I don't doubt that. The Trade Desk had a big day yesterday. Connected TV, all right, this is a big deal. This is a very big deal. I've made, the Trade Desk is on our wall of fame, one of the biggest winners we've ever found, and we found many. This data is starting to take off. Look at this, data, D-A-D-A. I picked that one because those were my first words. Data, let's go to the track and bet some horses. No, he took me to the track, that old stinker. When I was 6 years old, I was learning how to read a racing form. The Trade Desk, Berenberg calls it the best way to play CTV. This is something you should learn about, CTV, connected TV, because people are gobbling up ads on connected TV. What does the Trade Desk do? They have a platform for buying ads on connected TV. Also think of Roku when you think about connected TV. We found one earlier this week that I don't know that it will turn into be another Trade Desk, the Trade Desk, which is the billboard advertising of our day. It's digital. It's gone digital. Everything's gone digital if you haven't noticed. But we found one earlier this week that we bought in our emerging growth portfolio. Take a look at it. It'll be in the newsletter this Saturday when we send out brand new buy. We made about three new buys in that portfolio this week. It's pretty easy to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter. You just go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, and check it out. The Foot Locker beats by 58 cents. Well, you know what? I would have to say that that's a stock of yesteryear. In fact, I want to say that the Foot Locker evolved from the old Woolworths. Remember Woolworths? We had some Woolworths in San Diego when I was growing up. And eventually about the only thing Woolworths was selling anymore. My favorite thing at Woolworths, you remember this little machine and roasted nuts would spin around in there? There was a light in there that kept it warm, and you could get warm cashews, warm almonds right out of this little machine at Woolworths. Man, I love those. I would always hit my mom up. 25 cents, I think it was, and you'd get a little bag of fresh mixed nuts. That's one of my great memories. But Foot Locker, I would say, you know, and then they kind of evolved into a mall-based store, and all of the salespeople wore referee shirts with whistles. interesting concept, but nobody goes to malls anymore, so that's a problem. Foot Locker beats by 58 cents, and they beat on revenue. Now, where they are going still, because there's not many competitors anymore, Dick's Sporting Goods and Hibbett Sports. Hibbett reports earnings better than expected. Everybody's going to buy home gymnasiums with, Planet Fitness closed, 24-hour fitness out of business. Most of these big fitness clubs are no more. That has really helped Dick's Sporting Goods, Hibbett Sports, and let's not forget Peloton. NetEase beats earnings, NTES. So that's a nice move there out of NetEase. We own that in our dividend and growth portfolio. It has a dividend yield that's pretty good. In fact, better than most. You can look it up for yourself. The symbol there is NTES, big position here in our dividend portfolio. Having a very good day. It's up 5% today, thank you, after reporting robust growth in top line on account of online game services. What are people doing as they what is the rising generation doing, I suppose you could say? It seems like they're playing a lot of video games, as video game sales continue to soar. And NTES is experiencing very good growth in that part of their business. Ross Stores higher. You know, Ross Stores, I want to say it's one of the stocks I wrote up in my book many years ago. It's just a venerable retailer that came up with a formula, has stuck to the formula, and has been a survivor over the years. Them and TJ Maxx, for the most part, are the two big survivors in that industry. While the Kohl's of the world and Steinmart and others continue to go down and file for bankruptcy, these companies just continue to crank out growth and earnings. Now, it's not the growth that it used to have, Ross Stores. It's not 15% anymore. It's down to 5%, so I don't own it. But Ross Stores is higher after comp sales top expectations. Here's another very good stock. I've owned this in the past. I didn't know they owned Credit Karma. That's one of their recent buys. Intuit. Intuit was a disruptor. Just ask any CPA or tax preparation company, H&R Block, whatever. Intuit enabled the average person to do their taxes online. Intuit is now a $92 billion company. I remember when Microsoft tried to buy Intuit and Federal Trade Commission cracked down. No, that's too much, Intuit. Or Microsoft, they were already, Bill Gates was already under their microscope with controlling, just the operating system. He wanted to control the search. He wanted to control just about everything. And they put a stop to that. Intuit has marched on, been a very good company over the years. They beat by 51 cents. Of course, don't forget, they also are QuickBooks, too. And there's another one. You think of the disruptive nature of, I remember keeping books on ledgers with sharp pencils, and that was a long time ago. And then along came the spreadsheet in my lifetime. That was a life changer. The whole Best Stocks Now app is based it's spreadsheet based, but then the data goes into a database that is then usable in the in the part that the viewers see. But underneath, it's one big giant spreadsheet. Intuit having a nice day today. When we come back, I think I got my featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. NASDAQ up 12. The Dow down about 170, 143 points. We are surging. We have a huge winner again today in the market. I was just looking here real quickly at my watch list. It's kind of interesting. There's definitely a pattern that's been taking place this week. My watch list, okay, I don't own any of these. This is my watch list. Blink Charging up 21%. Green Power, which is an electric vehicle out of the UK company, up 15%. Polar Power, right? That's fuel cells, up 14%. CBAT Energy, CBAT, they make batteries for electric vehicles. That's out of China, up 12%. Bally's, that's another sports gaming stock. It's breaking out these days. It's up 11% today. They are on my watch list. XPeng, that's an electric vehicle company out of China, up 9%. Marathon Patent, that's a Bitcoin slash blockchain play. That thing's up 9.4%. A lot of interesting action, but it's mostly kind of in the speculative side of the market this past week. For sure. Okay, let me give you a little hint about Seeking Alpha. We pride ourselves in finding stocks very early on. So, for instance, if you look at Apple on Seeking Alpha, how many people follow Apple on Seeking Alpha? If you type in the symbol, there's 2.3 million followers on Seeking Alpha of Apple stock. We take chances, you know, we stick our neck on the line and we pride ourselves in finding things way before the wirehouses, that's for sure, and way before they become household names. But we wrote up a stock. When was our, this one has 1,700 followers. That's who follow, how many people follow this stock, 1,700. By contrast, 2.2 million follow Apple. There's been very few articles written about it, but we have the most recent article titled Data Nexus. Data is spelled D-A-D-A, Limited. This recent IPO stacks the deck with JD.com and Walmart. Okay, so here's a company that very few people know about. Obviously, there's only 1,700 people following it. Most of them probably came from our article, as we pointed it out to people. We were very bullish when we wrote this article on September 22nd, 1 month ago. Why should you follow Bill Gunderson and Gunderson Capital Management on Seeking Alpha? Change in this stock since the article was published as of today, up 60%. During that same period of time, the S&P 500 is up 7.6%. Boy, that ought to help our ranking at Tip Ranks, huh? That's what they measure. Tip Ranks measures your performance. And we have been consistently ranked in the top 2%. Of all the writers at Seeking Alpha, what do I credit? Well, I got a good pair of dice. You know, I roll them and I try to come. No. Dartboard? No. Best Stocks Now app? Yes. That's about 90% of it. And the other 10% is my early morning hours of research when it's quiet and when I read the news coming in from around the financial world and I'm able to find things very early on. DataNexus reported earnings today. This is a company that's involved both with JD.com and Walmart in building out their platforms, their systems for selling online. You can read the article. Please read the article about it. DADA is the symbol. Data reported earnings today. This definitely is going to be our featured stock of the day. They beat. Their revenue was up 85% year over year. You want to buy Foot Locker? I'd rather buy a bag of mixed nuts under the lights, salted. I don't like unsalted ones. It's just, ugh, who wants an unsalted cashew? Data Nexus, year over year sales up 85%. I don't think they have earnings yet. Okay, let's see. I'm going to look at their most recent quarter. The stock is up 20. It's been up as high as 35% this morning. It's up 27.5%. Sales up. Listen to their last four quarters, their sales growth. 92%, 98%, 88%, 95%. Go ahead, buy Foot Locker. See if I care. We try to find growth. I believe it's a true fact that stocks follow growth. They follow growth in earnings. They follow growth in sales. They follow growth in cash flow, book value, etc. And DataNexus is one of the best growth stocks that we can find at the current time, and it's sitting in a pretty sweet spot with no guarantees going forward. But there you go, another big winner from the crew and the team at Gunderson. Now, it just so happens this last week I've talked about a lot of smaller stocks, more on the speculative side. That's been the nature of the market this past week, okay? But you take a look at our large cap premier growth portfolio and how it has done this year. Right now, those big, large mega caps are just a little bit on the quiet side. Well, you can have a chit-chat with us. Why not put us to work for you, our team? You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. What was that little stock we found this week that does something very similar to what the trade desk does? Well, you'll find it in the newsletter with a new entry. There's about three new buys in the emerging growth portfolio, which is rocketing right now. You can get the newsletter 2 free weeks by going to our website, GundersonCapital.com. But better yet, put us to work for you managing your portfolios. Whether you're very aggressive or very risk-averse or somewhere in the middle, we can put a mix together for you of the portfolios that we meticulously manage on a daily basis. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Working on the newsletter. We'll catch you on Monday. Take care, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.